Hello and welcome to Take Cover Seattle Storm podcast, your source for game analysis and news with your host, Andrew McDonald.
Hello and Take Cover, it's the Seattle Storm podcast with your host, that's me, Andrew McDonald, and in this episode we're getting stuck into more FIBA World Cup basketball action, this time looking at the game from the 27th of September, USA versus Bosnia-Herzegovina. So as we like to do, we like to have a discussion of the game quarter by quarter, then round off with a look at how everybody did, and a little bit look at percentages as well. So let's get started then, looking at our starters for the game. USA, Chelsea Gray, Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart, Kalia Copper, and Alyssa Thomas. Then for Bosnia-Herzegovina, we have Milica Duera, Nikolina Nezevic, Nikolina Alez, Matea Tavic, and we got Jonquel Jones for Bosnia. Great thing to see Jonquel coming in there, helping out the team, and great to see her. Of course, normally she is WNBA player for Connecticut Sun, so great to see Jonquel. Now then, let's get started into the game. First quarter, what happened? The USA got off to an amazing 6-0 run to start things off. We've got Akalia Copper driving layup, Chelsea Gray floating jump shot, and an Asia Wilson jump shot to start things off. Then we had some back and forth scoring that happened, and then the USA went on a 12-2 run. Stewie driving layup, Alyssa Thomas layup, Akalia Copper makes 1 out of 2 free throws, Asia Wilson layup, Stewie three-pointer, and then Akalia Copper layup. Then what happened was the USA won an 8-0 run after that to round off the quarter. Kelsey Plum layup, Brianna Jones layup, Brianna Jones jump shot, Kelsey Plum pull-up jump shot to round that off. Coming to the end of the quarter, USA score 33, Bosnia score 15. Going into the second quarter then, what happened? The USA got off to a great start again, an 8-0 run to start things off. Bernice Delaney driving layup, Alyssa Thomas layup, Kelsey Plum layup, and a Brianna Jones driving layup. So really getting into the paint there. Then we had some back and forth scoring. Then the USA went on a 16-5 run to round off the quarter. Brianna Jones, two layups. Shakira Austin layup, Asia Wilson hitting in two layups as well. Shakira Austin layup, Asia Wilson driving layup, and then another Shakira Austin layup. That brings us to the end of the second. What's the score? USA 63, Bosnia 31. That then leads us into halftime. Coming out of halftime, going into the third quarter. What happened for the third? A pretty competitive quarter overall with a lot of back and forth scoring that happened really up until about 4 minutes to go. Then the USA went on a 17-0 run to round it off. Kelsey Plum made a set of free throws. Stewie driving layup. Chelsea Gray three-pointer. Asia Wilson driving layup. Ariel Atkins fadeaway jump shot, Chelsea Gray making a set of free throws, Chelsea Gray then hitting in 2 3-point jumpers, so Chelsea Gray just being on fire in the third quarter as well. Bringing us to the end of the third quarter, what's the score? USA 92, Bosnia at 44. Then brings us to the fourth quarter, last quarter of the game, what happened? Some back and forth scoring to start things off. The USA then scored 6, Bernice Delaney 1 out of 2 free throws, Kelsey Plum layup and a Sabrina Ionescu 3-pointer. Then Bosnia-Herzegovina had a bit of a moment where they went on a 6-2 run, Nikolina Nezevic layup as well as Nikolina Alez making 2 jump shots. Then the USA went on an 8-0 run to round off the quarter. Kelsey Plum three-pointer, Shakira Austin gets a layup, gets fouled and makes the free throw, and then Shakira Austin makes a layup to round off that run. Coming to the end of the game then, what's the score? Whopping score for USA, 121, and Bosnia trailing behind at 59. What's the overall stats of the game? My goodness, USA, 7 players, all over 10 points. Kelsey Plum, 20 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. Chelsea Gray, 16 points, 7 assists, 1 steal. Stewie, 15 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Shakira Austin, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Asia Wilson, 14 points, 4 rebounds, 4 steals, 1 block. Brianna Jones, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. And Kalia Copper, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. How did you do for the opposite side with Bosnia? Nikolina Laz, 19 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. And Nikolina Nezovic, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Let's have a look at percentages then. How did everybody do? Absolutely gobsmacking numbers again for USA. Big whopping number at 69% overall shooting for twos for USA. Bosnia at 54%. USA at an absolutely just gobsmacking 3-point percentage at 50%. Bosnia at 25%. USA crashing the glass again, 44 rebounds. Bosnia at 21. Also, those fast hands for steals coming in. USA 13 steals. Bosnia at 3. Also, great ball movement assists at 34. Bosnia at 9. And both teams had 2 blocks. Then we have a look at turnovers, that key number that's been popping up every game, and how great the defense for USA has been, causing lots of turnovers to happen. USA only at 7 turnovers, whilst Bosnia had a whopping 23. What did that mean? Points from those turnovers for USA amounted up to a whopping amount at 36, whilst Bosnia only had 2 points for turnovers. Also, fast break points, my goodness. USA just running and gunning and getting out in transition. 34 fast break points, whilst Bosnia didn't have any whatsoever. Also, my goodness, just living in the paint. 84 points in the paint for USA and Bosnia at 28. So then for next games then, Wednesday is a rest day, so no games for tomorrow. Then the quarterfinals is on the 29th. The semi-finals is on the 30th, and then we've got the finals on the 1st. So quick back-to-back-to-back games all going to be happening very soon. Unfortunately, the games for the quarterfinals has not been announced yet, but no doubt there will be very soon. And I will be, of course, covering all these games for the quarterfinals and the semi-finals, as well as the finals when it comes up, if USA is in there, which we assume so. The way that they've been playing has just been absolutely phenomenal. In the meantime, feel free to drop me an email with any questions or discussion topics that you like at the address seattlestormpodcast@gmail.com. Also, feel free to say hello and follow me on Twitter at the address @seattlestormpod. And I will see everyone after the first game of the quarterfinals for USA.